This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha Eats.
Episode 12, like all of our episodes of DeRusha Eats, is going to make you hungry. I promise. It's Jason. So glad to have you with us here on DeRusha Eats. We are leaving the big city for the small towns. Two stories, two restaurants, both with people who started in the Twin Cities and felt a tug, a pull to go somewhere and do something different. Chefs Mateo Macby and Aaron Lucas left Minneapolis for St. Joseph. St. Joe is like a small central Minnesota college town. They're bringing New Orleans cuisine. Mateo's bringing racial diversity. Aaron's bringing incredible baked goods. Man, crew just has an energy and a quality that's full of love. It was a big risk, though, opening a New Orleans restaurant in the middle of Minnesota farm country. And then Josh Petzl, who spent his career running restaurants in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities, who left for a Wisconsin river town to raise his family and open the Great River Roadhouse. What is it like to leave the big city? What do they miss? What don't they miss? All of that and more in episode 12 of DeRusha Eats. Our guests today have a story that is amazing, a restaurant in a spot that is unexpected at first blush. Crew is in St. Joseph, Minnesota, right on the campus of the College of St. Benedict's. You might not expect a couple of Minneapolis chefs to go out to St. Joe and open a New Orleans-inspired restaurant called Crew. But then you haven't met Mateo Macby and Aaron Lucas, who are with us here in studio. So good to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
When you first made this move, everyone thought you were crazy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Including ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Take us back. This was 2018. Is that when you made the move?
Yeah. Well, we first moved to New London, Spicer area.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, a couple years, maybe 2 years prior to that, we were in New London with a restaurant called Model Citizen in a brewery there. And then the owner of the building that they were building in St. Joe came and ate the jambalaya and asked if we would come to St. Joe and build a restaurant.
And that was only 3 months after we had established roots in New London. So time flew, but then 2020 we made the move to St. Joseph. So
yeah.
Mateo, you grew up in
Bloomington.
In Bloomington. And Aaron, you're from
Orono.
So you guys are suburban Twin Cities kids.
Yes.
When you first went out to New London, when you first made that move to greater Minnesota, what was the motivation? What made you say, you know, let's try something different?
We were chasing land, actually. The idea was to grow food somewhere within an hour and a half or so of the cities, and have kids be able to come out, spend some time with us on the land, grow the food, and actually come back to the city and build a restaurant in the city so the kids could follow it out there and back. But out there, there was a need, and we just figured out how to fill it.
A need for food.
Yeah.
It was kind of a food desert, per se. Things have changed quite a bit since we first moved out there, but in this small town in New London, it was a brewery that was hoping to get rid of all of the to-go food that they would discard at the end of the night, all the boxes of pizza and all that stuff. And,
oh, interesting. The motivation was more about, like, man, look at all this waste.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And they had a little garage outbuilding on their property that they were like, well, we'll just turn this into a kind of a shack of sorts of food. People will come up and order. They'll have to leave the building, do all this, and then there was one night that we spent the night with them, and we kind of did a chopped version of their kitchen. They were like, just cook us stuff that's in our fridge. And we came up with five different dishes. And the next morning after they slept on it all, they're like, okay, we're actually going to make an expansion in our brewery to house a kitchen, a bigger dining space, a private dining space. And so how about that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And now here, all these years later, you're in St. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going well. Tell me how it's going. You have crew, and then you have a bakery that is part of it.
Yep.
Yeah, everything's going really well. We are busy most nights and expanding our catering options and stuff out there, doing a lot of private events.
Were you worried? I mean, St. Joe is 7,000 people or so. They draw from sort of the surrounding area. It's a very cute town.
Mm-hmm.
There are not a lot of black people in St. Joe's.
There is not. No, we are the first black-owned business in the city of St. Joe's, 150-year history.
Mm-hmm.
And no, there are not a lot of black people. I feel like my mother was in education in the city of St. Paul for 51 years, and she raised me to be in this type of environment where it's about community, helping people, making sure that at the bottom line, you are being a good steward of whatever gifts you were given inside of the community that you're in. And so that's kind of what I've leaned on the whole time.
She was a teacher and a principal, right?
Yeah, a teacher and a principal. Yeah, spent the last 26 years at St. Paul Central as a principal there, so...
It's cool.
Yeah.
And now she makes sure that the red beans are cooked to standard. The jambalaya is seasoned properly. And
yes.
We're behaving.
The food is a family story, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So my grandfather, my mother's one of 10 kids born and raised city in New Orleans. Grandfather was a merchant marine chef on a cargo ship that would leave from the port of New Orleans, travel all over the world. So our main recipes, red beans, jambalaya, gumbo are all his recipes. So they're, you know, pushing 80, 90 years old recipes.
Mm-hmm.
When you first made your version of these recipes, did they tell you you were screwing it up?
The red beans. My mother still says her red beans are better than mine.
Well, I will still agree with that. Her red beans are better. It's just...
You're not just saying that.
No,
right?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, and that just comes... She's got what? How old is she? How much older is she than you? 30 years of more experience?
Yes.
It's a lot of reps.
Yes. Might get there when he's 80 or 90, but...
Something to shoot for.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Always striving for mother's approval.
Yeah.
We all are. We're all chasing it. Some days you're like, come on, I'm in my late 40s and I'm still chasing this?
Yes
I am.
Yes.
Yep.
It still is elusive, though.
Yep. Yep.
Not quite that. Mateo McPhee and Aaron Lucas are our guest. Crew is the restaurant in St. Joseph. You guys were the subject of really a wonderful story in the New York Times back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Anderson with a terrific story. Being, you know, neither of you are an overnight success. Like and Mateo, you're a little older than Aaron.
Yeah.
But you've been at this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it like to have, you know, someone as well-regarded as Brett, who's one of the best food writers in the country, come and put you guys in the New York Times?
It was surreal. Yeah, it still kind of is
surreal. We still pinch ourselves, honestly.
Yeah, he was keeping a file during in around kind of the George Floyd murder, and he reached out to me and asked me if he could have 15 minutes of my time. 15 minutes turned into 2 hours, which turned into let me call my producer or whoever he needed to, okay, can we actually fly right now?
Yeah. And this was in, you know, the very beginning of COVID,
right,
too.
Oh,
or right,
yeah,
in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he needed to run everything up the chain, and he said, I'm coming. And he originally is from St. Paul. His father was a mayor or the governor at one point in time, Governor Anderson.
Wendell Anderson.
Yeah. And so he came back and actually brought some friends with him when he came. One of them was a mentee of my mother's, mm-hmm, huh, in education in St. Paul. And so it was just cool. He came, he asked a lot of questions. We brought kind of our core group of people that we work with around. And he just took a ton of notes and asked a lot of questions and left, and then said the story will write itself when I transcribe it, and called us back. And, you know, we were thinking we were going to be a little tiny little blip in there, but he's like, actually, you're going to be on the front page of the food section. So crazy.
Cheers. And it rolled out right, because, you know, during that time it was, you can only do to-go food. You can only do this.
Right.
You can only do that.
Right.
Right when Governor Walz opened up 50% seating was when
that hit.
This article hit. Oh, and it was so serendipitous. We, you know, we still owe Brett all the, you know, jambalaya he wants, but
yeah, he's an awesome human being, first and foremost, but an amazing writer too.
And so he came back to visit, I think, a year or two ago, mm-hmm, and it's been, now we have a relationship with him, and it's, mm-hmm, very awesome. But
Mateo MacPhee and Aaron Lucas are with us here from Crew in St. Joseph. When we come back, I want to ask you guys a little bit about those family recipes. For many people in central Minnesota, I presume you are their introduction to gumbo and to real red beans and to jambalaya and kind of what that vision of food is for you guys. And we'll get your three restaurant recommendations as you guys are back in the Twin Cities. I know,
sure,
maybe you're asking me for recommendations,
yeah,
as you come back. 419 to Russia Eats. It's brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. We'll continue with the crew from Crew here on Drive Time. Mateo MacPhee, Aaron Lucas are our guests. Crew is the restaurant Flour and Flour. Clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's Flour, F-L-O-U-R, and Flour, like the plant, is the bakery right behind Crew, right in St. Joseph, joining us here for DeRussia Eats. Mateo, talk about the New Orleans-style food that you cook. You grew up having, your mom made this?
Yes. Yeah, I grew up on New Orleans food my entire life. Gumbo, red beans, jambalaya. Red beans by far is my favorite of all the three.
What makes red beans, because people maybe have had it like at a counter service, or maybe they've had it when they're traveling, or barbecue, you've had beans but not red beans.
Yeah.
What makes it?
Ours starts with Camellia red beans. We don't use anything else. Beautiful, beautiful bean that bursts and just makes the most creamy, luscious, succulent sauce to everything. And then just controlling the seasoning, I think, a lot of times is where it's at. We're letting the seasoning in the andouille sausage, the ham. Smoked turkey legs was one of my grandfather's secrets. Instead of using a ham hock, breaks down a lot faster, flavors the
ham
water.
Ham hock is slow to work with.
Yeah, super slow. And you, that smoked turkey leg with the smoke in it kind of permeates everything.
Oh, cool.
Really makes it really awesome.
And you end up with something that almost looks like a gravy.
It does, yep. Gravy with some nice chunks of all those meats. And a few of the beans end up being, you know, cooked and stay whole, but still will kind of, they'll just melt away in your mouth.
Have you had to adjust spice at all for, like, the stereotypical central Minnesota palate?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Right. Yeah, it's just reality.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, black pepper, to some people is spicy ketchup.
That's
spicy
a little zingy.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that in there?
Got a little kick. Got a little kick to it.
And a lot of the misconception is that Creole food, Cajun food is super, super spicy. Some of it can be. The majority of it is just warm with cayenne, not a, like a jalapeno or a habanero kind of kick to it. So,
Different personality type to be a baker often.
Mm-hmm. Very different.
So how do you... How would you characterize the personality differences with you two?
Well,
other than you must be like a spastically obsessed down to the.
Well, I mean, I would. Well, I'll first preface it. This is why we make a great team, right? I am more detail oriented, organized. I like to be a little more on time. and he is the bigger picture,
yeah.
the next move, the. I'm late because of the, you know, so we balance.
This feels like very much like my marriage. You could be my wife right
Well,
now.
It's very,
this is what Alyssa says about me.
He's Gemini. I'm Sagittarius. That also plays a big role in all of this. But he's four steps ahead. I'm six backwards, cleaning up and shutting doors, making sure we can get to those four steps properly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a good partnership.
It is.
For sure.
It's very balanced.
Magical that you two found each other, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Very serendipitous.
She spilled a 5-pound thing of peppercorns on my station at Mozamia when we both worked
10 years ago, yeah.
That's
and
how
I
it all started.
Was so embarrassed, I made him clean it up and walked away.
And you were just enchanted, Mateo.
Well, that was it. And then I found out that she had went to this, you know, she's a graduate of the CIA in New York. So sure, she's got chops herself, too, as far as the culinary side, not even the baking side of the pastry side of things. But so once I found out that, you know, that was the luster, you know, everybody wanted to go to the CIA.
Culinary Institute.
Yeah, culinary Institute America. And so I had a lot of questions and I was like, I just want to ask some questions. And then questions led to, do you want to hang out sometime?
And then 10 years later, we're still
here, yeah.
Kicking it.
I don't know if you would have expected, Aaron, that you would be moving to central Minnesota. Though.
No, I had
plans. Are you glad? Has this turned out like you guys had hoped? Better than you hoped?
Oh, far better. You know, I mean, I had my own goals and dreams after college and wanting to live in Italy and doing the whole American chef teaching, you know, all that stuff overseas. But this is, you know, far greater than I think I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, we're both living our dreams.
Yeah.
You know, I've always dreamed to have a restaurant to celebrate my mother's side of the family, that Creole, Cajun lifestyle, food, culture, music, everything. And she's always had an interest in wanting to have a bakery with that had flowers.
I've got a little witchy side that I try not to expose too much, but the bakery allows me to do it through my baked goods. So it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, when people come to see you guys, you're closed on Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when they go to the bakery, what should they get to really get the experience, you know?
Well, I mean, there's three things that you have to get. You have to get either a cappuccino or a true macchiato. We source our coffee from Up Coffee Roasters here in Minneapolis. Some days it's just you take a sip and you have to stop in your stride of walking to the restaurant or walking wherever you are and just, holy crap, this is the best cup of coffee you've had. And then you have to get a pastry. We are known for our laminated croissants. We have a sourdough base croissant dough. So any of the pastries that we offer, savory or sweet. And then pie. Pie is my love language.
That was sort of your kind of your breakthrough, right?
Yep, that we are both very centered in our family recipes. Pie was from my paternal grandmother. She had us eat pie for breakfast whenever we'd visit. So pie, pastries, and coffee, that is my jam.
And crew is, obviously, you're doing dinner during the week, but your Sunday brunch has become the stuff of legend.
Yeah, it has. I love breakfast. I could probably eat it all day, every day. And so combining that, I'm a big sweet savory kind of guy. And so we do anything from shrimp and grits, where we source Anson Mills, Jimmy's Red grits that are pre-slavery grits, so it's a totally different experience when you eat those. We do a boudin shrimp that goes on those. We do fried shrimp. We do a cochon de lait, which is a braised pork with a little bit of milk in there as well. We do our po' boys are there. We do our smoked chicken has become thing of legend, so we incorporated a hash with our smoked chicken.
And the other legendary crab cake, Benedict.
Yeah.
That is just dumb. Yeah. It's just dumb.
All right, three recommendations. If you guys could share some favorite restaurants you guys like to visit.
Ooh. Okay, well, favorite bakery right now, Black Walnut.
Oh.
Sarah, absolutely.
It's right in Uptown.
Kicks butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Sarah's been a guest on the show. She's amazing.
She was one of my mentors, and I will say this. I love you, Sarah, but she was the one that made me cry the most, which tells me that she was one of the best mentors I've ever had.
She's tough. She is tough. I like that.
We've spent the last few weeks, we'd have to come down here for different events. So we've been at Porzana, which I really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
Love the atmosphere. The food is really good. Cocktails are really good. Got some cool wine recommendations in there as well from legendary sommelier. And then I would, we eat so many different places when we're here.
Do you have a good St. Joe, or where do you go close to home when you're not at your own place? Anything up there?
You'd probably shoot me if I said this, but Olive Garden is where we go the most up there.
There's no shame.
It's one of my guilty pleasures.
It absolutely
is. The salad gets guilty, me every time.
Yeah. She doesn't get anything other than never ending.
That was my family's, like, that was where we went for graduation and celebration. It was the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
No shame.
Oh, geez.
No shame.
It's kind of
we've got great cideries and breweries that we spend a lot of our time at, too, up there. But
really, really fun. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. This was really terrific. Go visit Crew in St. Joseph, beautiful central Minnesota, pretty short drive from here in the Twin Cities. Mateo and Aaron, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jason DeRusha with a message from Minnesota's pig farmers. Discover the meat of the North. pork. Pork is as Minnesotan as the lakes, trees, and people who call this state home. Did you know there are more than 30,000 pig farming families? They live and work in the North Star State, raising one of the safest, most delicious meats the whole world can enjoy. Pork is something we enjoy in the DeRusha family at least a few times a week. Maybe it's pork loin roast, shoulder, pork chops, ribs, bacon. Oh, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. It's so affordable, too. If you're looking for recipes, mnpork.com's got them. Great recipes like dilled pork cutlets, Parmesan-crusted pork chops, and you can feel good about eating pork from Minnesota farmers. They've been reducing their carbon footprint with better genetics, new technologies, and more. Pick up pork tonight for dinner at your local meat market or grocery store. Let's have Minnesota pork for dinner. Oh, yeah.
DeRusha Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRusha.
Our guest today is from the Twin Cities originally, but picked up and opened up the Great River Roadhouse in DeSoto, Wisconsin. He drove 3 hours to come and join us here on DeRusha Eats today. Josh Petzl, it's so good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You said the drive is not that unusual for you because your whole family's here?
Born and raised here in the Twin Cities, 45 years total in Minnesota. So I'm back and forth fairly often and enjoy the opportunities to come visit friends and family.
What led you to DeSoto and to opening a roadhouse in this? DeSoto, from my research, is a town of about fewer than 300 people, right?
Well, we've blossomed up to 309
most
recent census.
It was,
I believe, teetering about 280 when we moved there in 2020.
Well, you can see why you'd open a restaurant there with 309 residents. I mean,
that's... Absolutely. Well, we were fortunate. We purchased an existing business that had been around for a couple of decades. My particular connection to that area was my mom and her husband's summer home was actually in DeSoto, Wisconsin.
And DeSoto is right on the river. Beautiful town, right?
Absolutely. We're 30 miles south of La Crosse, right on the Mississippi.
What is it like running the Great River Roadhouse?
Well, it's tough to compare anything to it because we bought right in the middle of the pandemic. We moved to the area. We moved from the Twin Cities right May 31st, 2020. And if you recall your calendars and what was going on during that time, but we pulled out the door literally with riots, with quarantines. Mm-hmm. It was just a surreal experience, quite frankly.
And being in Wisconsin, things didn't shut down quite as much as they did over here in Minnesota, did they?
Correct. The prior owners were very, very opening, very gracious to us in the fact that they allowed me time to work in the kitchen during the month of June during 2020. Wisconsin opened up almost full, I believe full tilt, right at the end of May there. And then we took over actually technically on July 15th, 2020, and it was game on right from the puck drop.
Now, you have worked here in the Twin Cities in restaurants for a long time, right?
I did for a long time. I was a partner with Cara Irish Pubs. I oversaw the day-to-day operations for the local right here down on 10th and Nicollet for about 18 years.
How different is kind of owning and operating your own restaurant in a small town as compared to, you know, the local? And I know you worked at Famous Dave's. And how different is it? Or is it similar?
Well, there are some challenges that are the same. There's some that are different. The biggest difference between business ownership and management is that business ownership involves the accountability ends with you every single time.
Yeah.
There is, you know, you have to make decisions on what you're going to do yourself, what you're going to delegate, and what you're going to outsource. And I, you know, being with Car Irish Pubs, we had an army of people. We had IT people. We had CFOs. We had attorneys. We had, you know, people that you could just go to when you were stuck on something, whereas when you own your own business, you're a little bit on an island some days.
Because Kara is the local. There are a couple of those now, and Kieran's also, right?
Right, and at the time, the Liffey over.
Oh, the Liffey, too,
yeah. That's, I believe, is now a Cowboy Jack's or whatever
so,
it is
so many damn, I don't know what so many damn cowboy bars.
Right, right.
Wild what is Bill. The, what is the story? Why do you think that's so appealing to people?
Well, you know, you like to come in guns blazing, you know, and get going.
It feels right, I suppose so.
Right.
Yeah. Josh Petzl is the owner and the operator of the Great River Roadhouse in DeSoto, Wisconsin. There's something I think that, especially people who kind of go to a summer home, there's some sort of, there's some magic, there's some romance into that small town restaurant. For you, like, taking over a place that's been around for a while, like, how do you keep that feel and keep that vibe? Because at least it's my sense that it's more about a feel and a vibe than it is necessarily about making sure their favorite broasted chicken is still on the menu. Although you'd best have the broasted chicken.
Absolutely. And that is, was, and still is a challenge on our side of the business. Now, we do have an 8-year-old son who was 4 when we moved. He goes to school at Prairie View, which is the elementary right in DeSoto. And so we are part of the community. I mean,
sure.
It's not like we just helicopter in and do business and then helicopter out when we're not open. We are there. We are immersed in the culture, and it's important to us to be, you know, pillars within the community. And we've implemented our 50-50 community partnership where we do a different pizza every single month, and then half of the proceeds from that pizza go to help out a local organization every single month. And every month we're generating anywhere between $600-$700 a month upwards to $1,500 a month for organizations that we can reach out and touch. And for
that's
us,
a big
important.
Deal. That's a big deal, right?
Absolutely. And it's something that's very important to us. We started it. First month we did it in August of 2020. I think we did the DeSoto Youth Softball and Baseball Association. I think we raised $250. And that was exciting.
Yeah.
And then during the month of September, for example, we did the Prairie View Elementary School PTO, and it was $925. And that's a significant amount of money no matter where you are.
No doubt.
And it goes directly into people's hands that need the money and can use it.
Do you, I think there's something to what you're talking about. The idea that, like, obviously you're part of the fabric of a community, but when you can make an impact like that, you also get to see that impact because these are your literally these are your neighbors.
Absolutely. And and working with Carr for a long time and being directly tied into Finnegan's with Jackie and what she does there, and working with Kieran for a long time, you know, there is a sort of ingrained sense of community that I come to the table with that's important to me, and it's important to Fawn, my partner, and all this, to make sure that, you know, not only do we see the tangible benefit, but that also that we continue to do it and we make steps to ensure that it will carry on, you know, each month and then each year and so on and so forth.
Ian from the local is texting to say hi.
Ian Watson. There you go, Ian. How you doing? Tell them we're going to be down at the Loon tonight.
Well, now everybody knows. So if you want to go say hi to Josh, maybe you remember him for the local. Now he is the owner of Great River Roadhouse. Just, like, get in a boat on the Mississippi River, head downstream, and, you know, a couple hours later, you'll be there.
Absolutely. I got a call from a guy this summer who was wondering what the camping options were near our restaurant because he was kayaking from St. Paul or Twin Cities to Dubuque.
Cool.
So that means he's going through all the locks.
Yeah.
That means he's staying overnight. He's doing everything he can. I don't know if it was kayak or canoe. I can't remember off the top of my head, but he was going solo. And so I let him know that he can camp right in the parking lot if he wants to. And he can easily, we have a tunnel that goes underneath the highway and the railroad tracks from the river directly to our parking lot if he wanted to make use of that as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Josh Petzl is with us. We're talking about running a restaurant in a small town in Wisconsin. When we come back, Josh will share his connection with Adam Carter. He'll share three favorite restaurants, too. A couple recommendations from Josh Petzl. As we continue, 419 DeRussia Eats. DeRussia Eats, a veteran of the local here in downtown Minneapolis, moved with his family to a small town on the Mississippi River in Wisconsin, DeSoto. is just about 45 minutes or so south of La Crosse, right in the absolutely beautiful Mississippi River Valley, and owns his own restaurant. It's called Great River Roadhouse. Now, one of my Facebook followers originally suggested that I reach out to you, and you told me that you have an Adam Carter connection.
That is correct. Adam and I were at school together at Gustavus in the mid-90s.
Not a lot of people try to use that as a positive, that they have an Adam Carter.
I didn't say I was trying to use it as a positive. I just figured I'd throw the line in the water and see what bites.
Do you miss being here in the Twin Cities at all?
I do. And it strikes me every time I drive north up 52 and then I start to see the Twin Cities, the skyline. There are definitely elements to it that I miss a lot, and mostly is the people.
Yeah.
People that I
yeah.
got to know well. And having lived and worked downtown for nearly two decades in a big city, I miss the energy of the city at times as well. But I will say this, when most recently I had to walk the dog outside at night to go to the bathroom on a leash because she's still recovering from surgery, and you look around and like seeing the stars that we see out by our house and just how quiet it is, you know, it offsets a lot of that as well too. And it's hard to put into words, but just the feeling of comfort that comes over you with that sight as well.
Right. Yeah, I often wonder, you know, I'm someone who, it's funny that I live in a suburb, because the reality is I feel like I'd be most at home either in a giant city or in the middle of nowhere. Like a small town where there are three stores and everyone knows everybody, and I would like that too.
Absolutely. And Minneapolis, you know, I like I said, I lived for a while, is a great downtown area.
Yeah.
I mean, I moved downtown in 2004 and started working here actually in 2000. And I really got to see the city explode during that time with all the development that occurred and Nicollet Mall's resurgence and Target doing what they did, adding the store to it. And just, you know, walking Nicollet Mall nearly every single day to and from work was awesome.
Do you, you know, being in DeSoto, you're not too far from La Crosse, Winona. Is La Crosse, I sometimes think Twin Cities people, because we're so conditioned to go north, that people sleep a little bit on kind of how cool La Crosse, Wisconsin has gotten.
Absolutely. I, you know, if when I tell people where I'm at right now, they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
Now, if I was to be in Madison, Milwaukee, or Chicago, and I was to tell people DeSoto, Wisconsin, they'll know exactly where it is. I mean, that's we are a destination recreational area for the east side of the state, for Illinois.
Isn't that funny? People will drive 5-6 hours to get to DeSoto. But here you're 3 hours and people have no idea what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, that region, the region here where the four states kind of come together, you know, it's called the Driftless Area. And in the fact that it's unglaciated. And so you have a very, you know, you have a lot of rocky bluffs. You have some terrain that just sets itself up for some absolutely unbelievable sightseeing. You know, I noticed your tweet when you were talking about going out for fall colors, and I'm like, you got to head a little further south.
Well, I almost made it.
Roads,
I know.
Because October is one of our busiest months of the year.
Because people check it out.
Absolutely. And, and they're, you know, and people drive 3 hours, and I'm not even kidding, on a Saturday or Sunday to come and, you know, eat some pizza and eat some ribs at the Roadhouse. And a lot of it, the food is good. I mean, the food is very good, but the drive is also awesome too.
Yeah.
Like the whole experience from the moment they walk out the door till they get home is a great day. And we're lucky to be in that area.
So when people come down there, what do you recommend? What should they order? What do you think are your real showstoppers?
Pizzas is where it's at. The prior owners put together a pizza program. We do our dough in-house. Our sauce is scratch. We get our sausage ground for us by City Meat Market, which is over in New Albany, Iowa, right across the river. And then we add our proprietary seasoning mix to it. And our pizzas are huge. I mean, they're huge. A large will easily feed 6 people. No
tavern style crust.
A thin style tavern crust. It's all hand tossed.
Yep.
We do offer a thicker one, which would be more along the lines of what people consider hand tossed.
More like a regular, Devani's type crust.
Exactly.
What people think of. Yeah.
Yeah, the traditional at Devani's would be a good comparison. And then behind that, the ribs and the broasted chicken. You know, we do our own rub for the ribs. We make our sauce in-house. Our ribs are braised, not smoked. And for people in that area, that's a preferred method of cooking. Makes them a little more tender, fall off
a little
the
more
bone.
Tender. People love the, yeah, that's a big debate, right? Do you want the smoked, like a little more chew to it, or do you like it to fall?
Well, my
answer is
famous
yes.
Dave, so you can take a guess which way I'm going to go with
correct.
It.
Correct, yes.
But, you know, I would be, I'd be an idiot if I changed this process because people love the ribs. They do love the ribs.
Isn't that interesting? Does it take a little bit of humble pie as a restaurant operator to know that like what your preference may be isn't necessarily what your guests want?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can give you about 100 different stories where I've eaten that pie and then had a second helping as well. And, you know, and that's part of the fun part of it, though, to be absolutely honest with you, because we've tried some things where Fawn and I looked at each other and go, that's killer. And then it just, the feedback was not the same. And so a lot of times I'll be bouncing things off of the staff that are from the area and understand a little bit more the palate and have a history to it versus us coming in from our experiences.
Josh Petzl is with us, owner of Great River Roadhouse. Fawn Moats is your partner.
Absolutely.
In that operation. Three recommendations, three places you like to go that you want people to know about.
Well, that's a tough one because I don't go out anymore now. You know, I'm usually at the restaurant.
Well, where do you go here when you come into town?
Yeah, okay. So I can give you a couple of different ones here. So tonight, you know, you guys can follow me around if you want.
There you go.
I'll be having steak at Capitol Grill. Fawn was going to come up for the trip. She decided to stay home and hammered out the Thanksgiving prep.
So you're going to go out to Capitol Grill?
Well, if
talk about rubbing salt in the wound of not coming.
She would have had the call if she was here. We probably would have done something a little more foodie-centric. Or probably, to be honest with you, it would have been a sushi item. Sushi's a hard find where we
live. In your region, right.
Right. There is some in La Crosse, but again, it's nothing along the levels as to what you're going to get here. You know, and the restaurants in our immediate area are tough. There was one that was south of us, Spring Park Inn, I believe, which just recently sold. They were doing great with steaks and chops and just sort of the supper club type of menu, just north of Prairie du Chien there. And then in actual La Crosse, the one that we've gone to on occasion is called Love Child.
It's a spectacular restaurant.
You've been there, so you're familiar
yes.
with it.
I've tried to get, because, you know, the chef, the team that runs that is from here also.
Okay.
From the Twin Cities. Sort of legendary chef, Jay Sparks.
Okay.
It's an awesome restaurant.
Well, then maybe I can try and see. We're looking to get a chef here down at the Roadhouse at some point here in the next 6 months. So
there you
I'll
go.
Throw that out to anybody listening who wants a little bit of a lifestyle change.
That's a good one.
It's a challenge for us right now. We've got a great menu. We've got, you know, none of it has to be reimagined to a certain extent. But for us to go any further with what we're doing with the restaurant, we need the horsepower to handle it. And that's the recognition that we've come to, and it's a little bit of a daunting prospect because it does involve a lifestyle change, without a doubt. But for the right person, it could be a great opportunity. Whether it's I'm gonna gnash my teeth and get this on my resume, or somebody that's looking honestly to just get out of this particular environment,
and try something new
and do something. And if you're a hunter, if you're a fisherman. This is the place to do it. It is the mecca for that.
Josh Petzl, this was really fun. Thank you for coming in. Have a good time in the big city tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AUDACY.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.